Hey guys, welcome to the Chatterbox. I'm Kristen, and today I have a special guest with me, my little niece, Brianna.
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
Okay, so my niece, who's 12, is obsessed with Dylan O'Brien and all things Teen Wolf. So she got me to watch the series, and I'm almost caught up. I need the second part of season 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the cast of Teen Wolf was at San Diego Comic-Con this weekend and released the season 6 trailer, which Brianna flipped out over. So we're going to play the trailer so you all can hear it in case you haven't. I'll post the video when I post this on my blog. So you'll be able to see the video also. And then we are going to talk about the trailer because I'm sure Brianna has lots to say, don't you?
Of course I do.
All right, so here, I'm going to play the trailer for you now.
Something terrible is going to happen. But something worse than death.
The legend has always been that the Wild Hunt takes people. But the truth is much worse. They erase people from reality.
We're all going to be taken. Nowhere safe.
People are disappearing.
Everyone is forgetting everything.
We'll find a way to protect them. All of them.
Styles.
You forget me.
I won't.
Son, you okay? Slow down.
Okay.
Now, why don't you tell me your name?
I'm coming for my friends. I'm coming for everyone. I won't stop. I'll never stop until we get everyone back. We need your power to help us.
Do you remember everything?
We don't exist, and we are already forgotten.
Somebody's gonna remember me. They'll come for me.
Wow.
Are you okay? It's funny because I forgot to tell you to mute your microphone. So as soon as Styles came on, I heard you.
Sorry.
Okay, so that was a crazy trailer. I have to say, I'm happy to see Chris Argent.
I'm not happy to see Peter Hale.
He's bad, though. He's a pain in the butt. I love
Ian
Vaughn.
No, he's not.
I love Ian Vaughn.
I feel like he's going to help them.
He might, especially because this is the last season.
Yeah, and then Theo is back. I mean, I'm pissed off, but, like, I feel like he's gonna help them or something. I don't know.
It's possible. Anything is possible. Are you sad that this is the last season, Brianna?
I'm heartbroken.
At least they know it's the last season, because you know when you watch a show and sometimes it gets canceled without you knowing and things don't get wrapped up properly? So at least they know this is the last one, and I'm sure it's going to end where you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, I already know the answer to this, but let everybody know what your favorite part of that trailer was.
Oh my god, Styles and Lydia. Come on, dude.
I knew it. You're so predictable.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Derek Hale?
They have to, like, call Tyler Hoechlin and tell him to, like,
seriously,
step his game up, man.
I know he's playing Superman and everything, but come on, dude. It's the last season. You can come back and make an appearance.
We miss him.
Yes, we do. So, what was... What part for you scared you? Like, not where you're scared, but that you're like, oh my God, no.
Where, like, Sheriff Zelinsky forgot Styles.
Oh my God, that's the part that I was thinking too. Because he's so close to, they're so close. Oh my God. And at first I was like, because he said son. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. And then he said to tell him his name. And I was like, oh, no. And Dylan O'Brien's face.
I felt so burned.
Oh, God. So these ghost writers.
Ugh.
I mean, I haven't seen the second part of season 5. So are the Dread Doctors coming back or not?
No, not that I know of.
So it's just going to be these ghost writers.
Yeah.
These villains get scarier and scarier.
Well, tell that to Jeff Davis, man.
I thought it was funny that at the Comic-Con, what are their names? J.R. Boren and Ian Bowen showed up with the outfits.
Yeah.
They're a trip. So the show's going to be back on in November, right?
Yeah, yes. I heard it was in, like, November or September or something.
Okay, I see it's going to be sometime in November, and it's going to be the regular 20 episodes, so...
Yeah, but they said that it's going to be, like, going on until, like, 2017, so I guess there's going to be, like, a 6A and 6B.
Yeah, that's probably what they're going to do, because that's what they've done for the last... 2 seasons, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it says it's going to premiere in November. The season will end in 2017, and the last episode is going to be their 100th episode, which is pretty cool that they're able to end the series reaching that 100th episode. But, do you have anything else to say about the trailer?
It's just insane, man.
What do you think? How do you think the show's gonna end? Like, what do you think is gonna happen to all these characters?
I feel like everybody's gonna forget everybody.
But you think it'll really end that way?
I just have that little feeling, or it'll end like how the usual, like everybody saves everyone.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna end that they don't remember each other, because remember, the trailer shows Malia not knowing who Styles is. His dad, Sheriff Zelinsky, doesn't remember who Styles is. Doesn't Scott doesn't know who he is?
Oh, of course he does.
He does what?
He does remember who he is.
I saw somewhere that he doesn't.
Oh my Lord.
Okay. But I don't think it's gonna end like that, because I think if it was, they wouldn't show those parts in the trailer. Because I would be giving too much away.
Yeah.
Maybe Derek's going to come back like Superman, and he's going to save the day. He's going to be like Super Wolf, and he's going to save everybody.
Keep on dreaming.
Or maybe, what's her face? Allison is going to come back.
No! I wish. Well, what about Isaac? Dude, if Isaac comes back, I would be so happy.
What if everyone just comes back?
My life would be complete.
And they're like, whatever, this is a supernatural show. It's not real anyway, so we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
I say do it. Even if they do, like, flashbacks, would you be happy with flashbacks?
Oh, my God, but I would cry.
You're going to cry regardless, Brianna. Let's be real.
Okay.
So do you think anyone's going to die?
Okay. There's something... I have this little feeling that the Ghost Riders are going to, like, kill Styles when, like, Lydia and Scott try to save him. I don't know. I have a little feeling. I don't know.
Do you think he'll come back as something supernatural? Didn't you see somewhere that he might end up
Yeah, being- I heard that he was going to, like, do something to, like, protect Scott and the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where I saw that from, or the exact words, but...
So you think if anyone's going to die, you think it's going to be Styles?
Yeah, and I really hope not.
Well, I saw, was it, oh, when the cast was on Nerd HQ with Zachary Levi, and he was, one of the fans asked the cast if they could create the, like, how their character would die on the show, what they would choose, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you saw the video, I'm gonna have to show you when we're done, but it was pretty funny because, what's the guy's name that plays Mason?
Kylan Rambo.
This guy. He said that he wants his character to be in the car with Liam because they're best friends and telling each other how, you know, they love that they're best friends. And then the Dread Doctors come and, like, rip him apart.
Oh, my God.
Violent.
Yeah.
The guy that plays Liam, Dylan Sprayberry?
Yes.
Ah. You like my knowledge?
Yeah.
He wants his character to slide into an elevator and have the doors close and smush his head.
Gosh.
Equally violent.
Like, where do they come up with these things? Jesus.
I have no idea. Cody Christian wants his character to be like the ultimate sacrifice to save Scott's pack.
I feel like that would happen.
It might. Didn't they say, okay, because, again, I haven't seen the second part of season 5 yet, but he dies, and they say that he comes back different? Like, he's not bad? Is that true? Do you know?
I think, I mean, in season 6, he comes back, but, like, I feel like...
But you don't know if he's good or bad.
I don't know. I don't know if he's, like, just tricking them, and then at the end, like, they help save everybody. Like, he helps save everybody, and then he just, like, oh, surprise, I'm gonna kill all of you.
I mean, if you think about it, he's been on since, what, the beginning of season 5?
Yes.
And he's been that character that's always trying to do something to you know, the main cast. But they keep him around, so it's like, I don't know, maybe he will end up being the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Like, they know he's bad, but he could turn, like, he could be good. I don't know.
But then again, if he said that that's how he would want his character to go out, wouldn't that be, like, a spoiler?
Oh, no.
Whatever. Anyways, that's what he said. Holland Roden, who you love.
Yes.
She said that throughout the show, they've tried to put their own personal hobbies into their characters, like have their characters do certain things that they do in real life. And she said that she used to be like a hip-hop dancer. So she was saying that she doesn't want Lydia to die at like a hip-hop competition, which I thought was funny that she thought of that. But she wants Lydia to die by eating like a bunch of Nathan's hot dogs.
What?
And she just like... explodes. That's actually pretty funny though, because the other ones were really violent, so this was funny. And Tyler Posey wants Scott to die by sitting there watching TV, hearing a mail truck or an ice cream truck outside, and then running after it and slamming into it and dying. I can't say I see any of those things happening other than possibly Cody Christian's.
Yeah.
But we shall see. I don't think anyone's going to die.
Hope not.
I hope not, too. And Derek Hale better come back. You hear that, Tyler Hoechlin? All right, so do you have anything else to say about this show?
No, not really.
Are you ready for it?
No, not really.
All right, so... I will post the video for the trailer on my blog, accordingtokristen.com, so you can check that out and tune in to MTV in November. I'll probably post something when they release the actual date, but it's going to premiere in November, the last season of Teen Wolf, and we are out. Actually, Brianna, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, my Instagram is Brianna M. Trujillo, B-R-I-A-N-A-M-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, and And my Twitter is It's Not Brianna.
There you go. And you can find me on AccordingToKristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, on Facebook at According to Kristen, and we're both on Snapchat. I think my Snapchat is Kristen0409. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
My Snapchat is BriannaMarie615.
There you go. So, we will see you all soon. Bye.
Bye.